Cha-ching! That's the sound of a new sale when you use Shopify, the all-in-one e-commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Covering all your sales channels, Shopify even gets you selling across social media marketplaces like Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com.au/dill to take your business to the next level today. That's shopify.com.au/dyl, all lowercase. Hey guys, Dill here. Some things in life just do not make sense. Like 200 Plus coming back for a third season. I genuinely cannot believe this show got greenlit. Look, they're good guys all together, but as a podcast, this one is hard to listen to. It's like a cockroach. You just cannot kill it. Nick Butler, Sam Draper are back this year. Charlie Chom Combin, my favourite, has got the call up to the ones. And Max Lynch is a regular as well, just to make things a little weirder. If I'm being completely honest, sometimes this show is pretty funny. And don't be fooled, it's not just for the big boys and girls. Anyone who loves community footy culture will get something out of this pod. Give it a listen, or don't.
Clubby Sports.
Yes, welcome back to the minis. How are you, Das?
I'm good, Dill. I'm good, mate. Good to be back.
Wilbur?
Yeah, very good, Dill. How are you?
Good to see you, Champenis.
Oh, that's a new one.
I've never heard that.
Hello.
Champenis, never heard that. It's a good
one. No, I don't get called Champenis. It's more just legend.
What's mine? Give me mine. Mine.
How are you, Scotty?
Oh.
Hey, big cock.
He got Champenis and I just... What did you call me?
Big fella.
Sorry,
I was just halfway through a bobby. Nice, it was very nice. Boys, how are we? What's been happening? What have you been up to start, mate? You're a busy guy at the moment.
Yeah, very busy. Well, getting into footy season now, the Rezzies are really starting to roll.
Is that still going?
Yeah, it's still going.
Yeah.
We just come in when you're not looking. Yeah. When the lights are off.
Tell us actually quickly, that's very funny what you're doing at the moment with the Goblet of Fire, the Rezzy's Goblet of Fire.
Yes, so very quickly, myself, Checkers, Shrey and Jarrah, we put our names into a goblet, pull your name out, and you have to do a certain challenge. So in the next coming weeks, I have to go on a 22-hour long journey on the Spirit of Tasmania. You get off at Devonport for 2 hours, get back on, and you come back to Geelong, so... I'm going to be buying a ticket for the Spirit of Tassie very soon.
Did you say just like so good. Back. Yeah. Just up and back. What's one this? Out.
Yeah, just fun.
Where are you sleeping?
On a recliner.
That just seems like...
It just seems like fun.
Yeah.
Nah, Scott, it's just fun.
Yeah, it sounds heaps of fun.
I can't wait to do it, to be
what's
honest.
What's actually on the Spirit? Like, is there...
A lot of Spirit.
Yeah.
Like, is there restaurants?
Yeah. Mate, it's pumping on there.
2 hours in Tassie, that's probably all you need.
I'm a big Tassie guy.
I'm not a Tassie guy.
A strong for you, Scott.
It's funny you ask. There's a cinema, there's an arcade, there's some Xbox and PS4s, but I've heard that the kids that are on the boat are very protective of their Xboxes and PS4s, so...
It's really hard to get a controller.
Yeah, I've got to fight my way in and just sort of...
How would you go about fighting a kid?
I'm glad you asked, Dill, because I've been meaning to tell you this. Probably sweep him from the leg.
Honestly,
below the knees.
I'll give you a bit of advice. Straight off the side.
Straight off the kneecap. Done.
That's exciting. So for you, I'm looking forward to that trip. I hope you actually get to document it well. I was actually saying that we should, you know, team up and I'll send one of the boys with you to get it done. I was thinking Scott would be good to go with you.
Well,
Moth
threw his hand up when he heard it was going to be me. Let's get this organized.
We've got a good dilemma about Moth. I've got to share something with you later.
He's in the doghouse.
Yeah, we're fighting at the moment.
I hate to see that. Such a beautiful young man. A beautiful man too.
Well, yeah, when you take someone under your wing and you sort of support them and love them and help them and you guide them, you think that it's going to be reciprocated, but... We'll see. They don't breed them like they used to with loyalty and stuff, the kids these
maybe
days.
Maybe next week we'll do a bit of a therapy session, you and Moff.
Do you reckon we wait for the situation? And then maybe we'll wait for him next week. We'll talk about next week. It's a bit fresh. It's a bit fresh at the moment.
A bit raw.
Yeah. Das, what have you been up to, big fella? Big honk?
Mate, I'm in my gigging era.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh,
you gigging? I, Monday night, went to Fred again.
Hey!
Yeah, legend.
Monday night.
Honestly, unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of hype about it.
Did he do that that one where he turns off the lights?
Yeah.
Turn off the lights.
Him off.
Yeah.
And then last night I went to the National as well at Sydney Meyer. Which was good. The lead singer, like, we thought he was blind drunk because he was just carrying on, like, you know, rock and roll. And Bonza told me this morning it's like a bit that he does.
Oh.
He like puts on this drunk persona.
How would Sam know that, by the way? I feel like he comes up with these things. He's like, oh, that's a thing, man. It's like, is it though, Sam?
Yeah, I didn't question it.
Not sure. I was going to go to the National too. I really wanted to go. I do like them.
Yeah, they were good.
I didn't go.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to Fred again tonight either.
Ooh.
But I was meant to go with you guys.
Yes.
So.
Well,
is that another touchy?
Well, no, that is the.
That's the issue.
I think we have to fill it in now.
Yeah. Please do tell.
So, Das, what's your recollection of the story?
All right, so here's what's happened. I had two tickets to Fred again on the Wednesday night.
I think maybe the way to tell a story is starting at the start with setting up.
Well, you fucking tell the story.
Whoa, Darcy, taking it. Wow.
I think, like, to give context though, Moff had got four tickets,
which I was getting to.
You started in the middle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, do you want to start again?
Start from the start.
Tell we're not fucking over this, are we?
Jesus Christ.
I'm a little bit new to this situation.
I reckon we should.
Scott and I just got
it. It was a good show.
Yeah, it was good fun. Yeah. It was great.
Anyway, Moff bought four tickets when Fred, again, tickets went on sale. And he bought them, you know, out of his own pocket, and he didn't have anyone in mind that he was going to give them to.
Okay.
He still rushed up the stairs and said, oh, Moff, you got tickets, I'll have one.
I did not fucking say that.
Well, that's why I
did not say that.
He said, I'll have one. And Moff went, yeah, done. Like, let's go. We'll all go together. Really? What also happened was I had two tickets, but I'm standing, GA, on the floor.
Ah, yeah. On the floor.
Moff's tickets were seated. Oh. And Moff's the biggest Fred Again fan you've ever met. So I had a spare ticket.
I call him Moff Again.
So Moff's committed to going with Dill and his mates.
Yep.
And then I've said, hey, Moff, do you want to come standing with me? And he went, oh, this opportunity.
I don't even think he thought about it, to be honest. I think it was just a yes.
Yeah, it was pretty quick. It was pretty quick. So he said,
to actually tell the real story as well, Darcy, you've done a good job at fabricating that one way. But what I will say is that when he got the four tickets, he goes, it was me, Moff, and his mates.
Yeah.
And then he goes, I'm going to go with Darcy now. And I was like, yeah, sweet. And then he just wants to give the ticket. So he just wants me to hang out with three of his fucking mates that I've never met before at a concert. And I was like, that doesn't really work. Like, that's where we're at the moment.
Well, I'm siding with you.
I've spat the dummy.
I'm siding with you.
I've spat the dummy. Proper
dummy spit.
You have.
Proper.
I've said in a polite way, go and fuck yourself.
Yeah.
All of you.
In those words.
This is fucked.
Yeah.
I don't want to ever look at you guys ever again. And we haven't spoken since.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Jeez.
It's tense.
It is tense.
It's tense around here.
Yeah, you could cut the...
So, am I in the wrong?
Look.
Be honest. Who's in the wrong?
It's a bit of a stitch-up that he's gone, Darcy, I'll take your ticket down to JA. Oh, Dill.
I'm telling you right now, he's in the wrong. He's 100% in the wrong. You can't invite somebody and be like, on the 11th hour, be like... So anyways, how do you feel about popping up top?
I'd have
and
to back my boy in here.
I don't think he's
done the right thing. He's bought everyone tickets. Mm. He's gone out of his way. He waited in the queue.
I think there's I won't go as far as these two. I think there's some grey in the middle.
I think a lot of grey.
I think there's a little bit of grey.
I feel like it could have been a better situation if the tickets were for Moff, Dill, and two other co-workers of Clubby Sports.
Yeah, but he's got friends outside the business, which is a bit weird.
Which is weird.
You know, when you're working, you just hunt everyone else out.
You
of
don't
your
do
life.
That.
I did.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'd love to hear the audience's take. And if they've got any questions next week, we'll get Moff in. And we'll actually have a kangaroo court and we'll get to the bottom of what's happened.
Because I don't want to see this, like, you two.
There's a potential for him to be working back at the AFL next week.
Oh, geez.
Put it that way.
I'd hate to say that. I love Moff around here. I love you around here.
Well,
I love your connection you have.
Yeah.
You two...
I don't want to see that broken.
No.
I don't want to see that happen.
And I'm a content man, so I kind of like it. Another
you
week
like the rip?
Would be a bit, would be good.
Yeah, you're a bit sick like that.
I am sick.
Speaking of content, it is a good little content play.
Yeah.
That we should, I suppose we're doing that now.
Yeah, we are, actually. Yeah. By the way.
Let's play the content.
I'm great. Thanks for asking me.
Scott, what's new with you,
brother? No, just No, don't worry about
what
it.
What is new? You went to overseas a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, we already talked about that.
Tell that story again. No, it was good. That story was good, actually, because I played it for Max.
Yeah, no, I can see that coming. No, I'm in my...
Yeah. Anyone been kicking you in the leg lately?
Any leg kicks lately?
Not yet. Haven't had enough of these lately. Yeah. But
should we provide context there for the listeners?
Well, when Scott has a couple of beers, he just invites everyone to leg kick him.
Yeah. Right. We did that on a Christmas party. I had a couple of drinks, one or two.
Yeah.
And then I actually woke up the next morning. I couldn't walk. I actually rocked up. I couldn't walk.
Out of nowhere. Like, we're in mid-convo just having a chat. You know where like a guy will walk up and just start chatting?
Yeah. Goes,
like mid-convo, we're just talking about economics, politics, all those sorts of things. We're like having all a civilized stuff. Conversation. Yeah. And then he's going to go, hey, kick me in the leg.
What is that voice?
You're like, mate, can you, we're just having a chat here. He goes, kick me in the leg. And we're like, oh, if I do it, will you go away? He's like, yeah. So.
But you know the worst.
We just had to fucking leg kick him like straight in the
just
quad.
Just belt him.
Yeah. I tell you what, I don't know if there's something to read into it, but every time somebody does kick me in the leg, they're really polite about it. You sink the boot in.
Yeah. You sink it in. Well, like if you want to be kicked in the leg, I'm going to get you what you want.
Yeah. Well, I took it like a good man, but no. It's,
can we talk about, you had a, you had to leave early the other day because you were heading to a draft.
Yeah, Supercoach draft.
Yeah, how'd that go? How'd you go? You had pick 7. Who'd you get?
Jordan Dawson.
Oh.
Which was big.
Yeah,
I like
that.
Yeah, very happy. I just wanted to pick players I like
what
watching.
Was the pick 7? What was the top 7 picks?
Jeez, I don't remember. No, I think Track was in the top 3. Bont, yeah. Dacos, Tim English, a bit early. I think Ron Marshall, a bit early.
Yeah, you know how I feel about Ruckman.
Yeah, hate him.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Don't need
basically.
Him.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
it.
I don't need him. No, so that was fun. Picked my team and ready to go.
Exciting. Hey, off the top as well, which we're already, you know, in the middle, the vlog is dropping last night. So when you're listening to this,
yeah,
it's actually already out. Check, go on youtube.com/clubbysports. Check out our vlog.
Subscribe to YouTube as well. We're going to be putting up some pretty cool stuff.
Please do that. Moff, actually, prior to this debacle, actually did a really good job on this. So,
it was very good.
Yeah. Back when you liked him.
Back when we were...
That's big of you to say that.
Yeah. I find that I can go into each situation quite level-headed. Yeah. No matter how the emotions are, I feel like I can...
It's just like off-air, you were saying.
Yeah.
I completely off the fucking hate him.
Yeah.
Cut that out, Tom.
Yeah,
cut that out. Yeah.
But no, he did an incredible job. He's been putting a lot of work for that. So Sam and him have done a great job, led by Moff. Yeah. Which we're really pumped about. It's a monthly vlog that we're going to be putting out. It's called Work in Progress because basically we are a work in progress. It's behind the scenes of everything we're doing. We want to show people where we are, where we're on our journey, all the cool shit that happens here behind the scenes because it's sort of like it's a extension of the minis but in video format for a long period.
I was going to say, if you like the minis, you're going to absolutely love that.
Maybe on the vlog we should actually have the kangaroo court on the ticket situation and we actually debate about it to see who wins.
Ooh. I hope it gets heated.
Who's the judge?
Yeah. It has to be Baldy, wouldn't it?
You have to wear the outfit though.
Can't be me. I'm too...
You're too connected.
Yeah, I'm too connected with...
We can't even have you. Parties. We can't even have you in the jury because we know you.
You're too emotional.
Emotionally attached to both of you.
Yes. And you can't put me in there either because I'm the other way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Scott just couldn't...
I want to see the world burn.
Yeah. Well, you'll be gaslighting everyone to make it bigger than what it was. All right. So we've got the vlog. We've got Fred again. We spoke about that. Hey, also, obviously, you know, a big, big thing that's happened in the podcasting, our podcasting life and business as well, that's come to light. Didn't want to totally not talk about it at all, but was just trying to find the right time. I've had a lot of messages around the finishing up of List Cloggers, which is, it sucks of what's sort of, you know, happened. Obviously, the show was incredibly special and the community, importantly, was and is an incredible part of us and the extension of, you know, everything we're doing. So first we're gonna acknowledge that yes, unfortunately the show has come to a finish for this season. We won't be doing it. Basically, you know, if you listen to Dan and his pod on Dan Does Footy and he spoke about it too, it was just, it just got to a stage where it blew up so quickly that it went from just a little thing to, you know, a business, and we weren't probably in the best place to adapt to those things. And I think when you have a business with friends, it does get really hard to have those conversations and stuff like that. And we just thought, look, we need to do this and take a break, have the year off and and just go and do our own things and honestly just spread our wings and see what it's like without it. Because, it was getting to be a tough situation, which we didn't want it to become anything like that. So genuinely wish the best for Dan and I'm, you know, for everything he's doing. Dan does footy and his personal stuff that he's got going on. I'm sure it's going to be a huge success. He's one of the most, if not talented, people I've ever worked with. Like, the amount he could just come into a studio, not even read a run sheet, and just be like best on is a credit to himself. So he's going to do some really cool things, and hoping in the future that we can link back up on something. Not sure what that will be. But yeah, look, my view on it is take some time off, recalibrate, grow ourselves personally, do our own thing, and then see what happens in the future. But I've still got a lot of love for him, a lot of respect. Very wishing him the absolute best with everything. But yeah, this year it will not be coming back. And I do want to apologise to the listeners that have really cared, because the hardest thing about this whole situation has been, you know, when you do get the messages and stuff about it, it's been like, what's going on? But wasn't in a position to be able to sort of confirm or talk about anything at that time. Didn't want to sound like I was disrespecting the community at all, because that is genuinely the most important thing. Like, what we were able to create of that time of loyal listeners. Like, it was genuinely like a cult.
And oh, it was sick.
It was fucking unbelievable. It was so good.
No, I meant like sick, like that.
Oh, sorry, not
freaks.
Good. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, really. It was,
those episodes got out of hand.
Yeah, it was unbelievable, and that's probably the most heartbreaking thing of it all, is to feel like you're letting people down, because I know that it doesn't always have to be serious to be helping people, and I know that that was a really cool part to, you know, have a laugh and break up your week and stuff like that. So, really shattered about that part of it, but also really excited for what's happening in the next year. As I said, Dan's going to do some fucking awesome stuff. Go and check out his work, and hopefully, in the near future, we'll reassess everything and see what happens. But for now, it's finished up, and we onwards and upwards, and nothing but love.
Well said, mate.
Thank you.
Well, it's good that we can put that to bed, because I'm a bit sick of people
messaging
saying,
you.
What's going on with List Cloggers? And I just, like, I got to a point where I just started spreading rumours.
It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah, I was Dan just beat the shit out of Deal and things are out of hand one day.
Well, that wouldn't happen, man, because you know I'm pretty strong. What it was? It was Dan actually promised me to go to Fred again. And then...
Wow, so Moth is just
Moth's
so actually... Moth's an alias.
Explains a lot.
Basically.
So there's those kind of flat-brimmed hats good for me to just take now?
Oh, they're still actually worth thousands and thousands of dollars. So if anyone has one of those flat-brimmed
priority picks?
Yeah, the priority picks. They're worth like 20 grand now.
Oh, I should have got my hands on one of them.
Yeah, they're actually in vintage.
Really? Did you send those ones over to Italy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're from Milan.
I think I saw one in Germany, actually.
Yeah. They're on the runway, which is pretty cool. Anyway, hey, Top Threes has taken off.
Hasn't it?
Fuck, airborne.
Well, speaking of Milan.
Wow. Hello.
We're over there.
First class flight.
Say hello to Milan. Ciao.
Hello. Oh, ciao.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. That's goodbye, isn't it?
Wow, hello. You're cultured, man.
I am.
Man of culture.
That is good morning.
Top Three. What do we got this week?
If you're looking for some extra cha-ching in your life, try Shopify. The e-commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses. Shopify can give you complete control over your business and brand, letting you manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere in the world. Sign up for a $1 per month trial at shopify.com.au/deal to take your business to the next level today. That's shopify.com.au/DYL, all lowercase. G'day guys, Dill here. This should not come as a surprise to anyone, given he's one of the biggest and best sports broadcasts in Australia, but Brian Taylor's podcast, Life of Brian, is absolutely flying at the moment. Recently, he's had on James Brayshaw, Tony Jones, his nephew and Sydney midfielder James Rowbottom, and even horse teeth Tommy Sheridan. Life of Brian is not just about the guests. It also provides a great insight behind the scenes of the football media and BT's life away from the mic. He's a very, very quirky man. Who would have thought picking up sticks is so important? The show is hosted by his son Harrison, and it's fair to say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, because Harrison gives Brian a run for his money. Life of Brian is a Clubby Sports podcast, and it should be in your rotation. IllyXX. Top three pizza flavours this week.
Ooh. So is it like your Aussies, your Hawaiians,
Well, hopefully not those ones, but it could be anything. So let me know what yours are. Who's first on this bad boy?
I'll let Scott go.
All right, I'm glad you said it, because number one for me is Aussie. I'm not fucking around.
That's mate, they don't even do that anymore.
No, egg is a top tier topping. You whack that on. It's like a Hawaiian. You take off, you piss off the pineapple. You put an egg in there. It's beautiful.
Get the fuck out.
No,
that's disgusting.
With Aussie you. Is I a top tier.
I love an Aussie.
Yeah,
I love an Aussie.
Also,
it breaks it up nicely. It's just with always going to be green.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, always so gross.
First of all, egg, delicious. S tier. Topping two, patriotism. All right, Australia.
You say patriotism?
How do you say it?
It's our fucking country.
Yeah, mate.
Patriotism.
Yeah. Anyway, so Aussie for me, and I don't want to hear
it. So just explain that pizza. It's like tomato, cheese, ham.
Well, it's a Hawaiian pizza. Piss off the pineapple, even though pineapple is good.
Yeah.
And yeah, chuck a bit of egg on there. Yummy.
How is that an Aussie though? I just don't get what that has to do with Australia.
Bloody just
the egg looks like a sun, maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
It's just the Southern Cross.
Yeah.
Is the egg.
So is yours the Aussie as well? Your number one?
No, my number one is it's a staple in our family. The peri peri chicken pizza.
Oh, peri peri.
It's not even a pizza, man.
It's not even a pizza. Dylan, I swear to God, if you pull out some fucking weird shit like a margarita.
No, he's gonna say a garlic pizza.
Potato and leek pizza. Pumpkin I'm walking pizza. Out of that studio.
I can't believe a tandoori chicken pizza is yours.
It's peri peri.
Oh, sorry.
It's got the veggies, it's got the sauce, it's got the chicken.
It's not Nando's.
No, it's not fucking Nando's.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's a good pizza.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Is that your number one?
Number one.
Yeah, that's my number one.
Okay. My number one is margarita.
Get fucked! That shit out!
That is boring, bland.
You can't yell at people for having toppings on pizza. You can't fuck up a margarita. It's the best
just
pizza
annihilated
in the world.
Scott.
I had one last night. I got home late and just smashed one whole margarita myself.
Well, he came in earlier. He's like, make sure you got the list down so we're not doing these ums and ahs and the thing. And he comes with the margarita off the top.
I respect it. It's not in my top three, but I respect
it's it. It's the best pizza.
Oh, Darcy, stop sucking up, seriously.
People shame people who order margarita and it's a nice pizza, okay? Don't overcomplicate it. It's good.
It's there for a reason, mate. It's a classic pizza
It's got bloody two ingredients on it. That's not a pizza.
Yeah.
That's a sandwich. That's an open-up sandwich.
It is traditional. That's what it is.
What's somebody focaccia.
Number two, Scott.
You reckon I could have one?
Sorry, Darcy. Yeah, sorry, Darcy. No,
oh, sorry.
Yeah, okay, Darcy, what would you like?
I just thought I'd give the listeners something that they can fuck with, you know? Yeah. Barbecue chicken.
Yeah, I like barbecue chicken.
It's not a pizza.
Yeah.
Everyone
does.
Yeah.
It's good.
I do.
You're just going to say everything that's not on your list is not a pizza.
Everything that doesn't have two toppings is disgusting. If it has more, it's fucked.
Scotty.
Scott.
Number two.
I'm going to take you south of Italy now. You know, we're on the
down south.
Amalfi Coast. Is that Italy?
Amalfi.
Yeah.
Amalfi.
Yeah. And I'm going to have it's called a San Daniele, which is a...
That's a lot of syllables.
It's mainly the number one thing is it's got some prosciutto on it.
Yeah.
And a little bit of leaves or whatever it is. But
it's
top tier.
What's wrong with this guy?
Beautiful prosciutto.
Yeah. I actually had a prosciutto in my top three as well. I just didn't know what the traditional Italian name was.
I just ordered it once. And
it's nice. It's fresh. Bit of rocket.
Yeah, basil. That's what it is. Bit of basil. Bit of oil. It's good.
Okay. So what's that called? San Daniele.
Yeah.
That's your partner's name as well.
It is.
My wife named after pizza.
It is named San Daniele.
So yeah, no, it's delicious. She likes it too. So big shout out to Danielle.
Cool. Will.
Beautiful. My number two is a supreme pizza.
Oh,
I like
that's
a little
one of
bit
the olives.
Of
olives. What's actually on that?
The one I used to get in high school. It's like pepperoni, capsicum, onion. It didn't have olives on this one, so I used to eat the shit out of that.
Yeah.
Was a porky year 12 I was. that was my favourite. Capsicum, onion, few little bits and pieces.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of everything.
Bit going on there.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
What's not on that?
Bloody fish and olives and all that.
Here we go, garlic pizza coming up.
My second pizza, and I've gone, this is a little bit rogue for me, but there's a difference between like pizza and good pizza and good shit pizza.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Margarita is like you want your wood fire sort of pizza.
Don't
you know what I mean? But then good shit pizza, I want a Mexicana.
Yeah, okay.
So like just a Mexicana is tomato, salami, and then onion, garlic, and then basically just capsicum.
Yeah,
as well. They're very good.
I respect that answer.
The Mexicana
is
very good.
I reckon the good pizza versus the good shit pizza is like the cheese. So,
mate, they're different meals.
Yeah, but like they'll just smut, like just cover it in like tasty cheese or something. Whereas a good pizza will just be like a few dollops of mozzarella.
And it's also about the base too, like your thin base or thick base.
It is also about what cheese they use. So you're saying mozzarella there. Mozzarella is only used for the upper echelon, where it's, I think it's...
just a bit of bloody cheer. Yeah. Bit of cheer, tasty bloody cheese. The other ones, I think it is.
Bloody four cheeses.
I'm a bocconcini man myself. The ones that come look like a little man in the supermarkets anyway.
Yeah. Love it. So that's cheese, capsicum, hot salami, chili flakes with mozzarella and tomato sauce base.
Well, I know what Mexicana. I'm having for dinner tonight.
But I seriously think the difference between the pizzas is you could have a Mexicana on Monday night and the next night you could have a margarita. And you're not doubling up because they're completely different meals.
When you're having a peri-peri,
it's a lot of dough, though.
It's a bit of dough, but they're different meals.
Yeah.
Speaking of a bloke that's made of it.
Are you getting hungry?
Yeah, I'm very hungry.
Darcy?
Well, I was with Scott on with the prosciutto pizza, but I'll give my third out. Mushroom. Like a mushroom, or sort of like a fungi.
Like with the no tomato base.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Oh, that's
tomato base.
I thought that
sucks.
Might have been coming.
Tomato base sucks. Well,
give me something, Will. Give me something.
Those like
what the fuck?
There's no way that's a top three pizza.
It is.
Are you just saying it to be controversial?
It would be top three for me. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it has to be a good pizzas, one. You're not getting that from a Domino's.
You're never getting
Domino's.
You're
probably getting food poisoning.
I like Domino's. It's a different occasion. Like, I'm definitely a wood fire guy, but Domino's has a time and place.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yes. Scott?
Oh, crowd players are pepperoni.
Yeah,
easy.
Boring.
It's not boring. That's
a Mexicana is like the level up from a pepperoni.
Pepperoni is like the younger brother of a... Yeah.
It's like confused whether it's actually a pizza or it's just a margarita with salami on it.
Wow. Yeah, it's a great margarita point. Is getting thrown around it's too halfway. Much in a pizza okay. pod. No. I'm not happy.
When you put it that way.
Americana's like, doesn't know what it is.
Will?
My number three, and it's... Scott's been dogging this already, and I've heard him say it a few times, but it could be an entree. It could be a main. A cheesy garlic pizza.
Nah, I'm all
that
about
is
it. I'm actually about that.
It's an entree.
It can be an entree, but...
Well, it is an entree.
Well,
it is an entree.
When you're feeling a bit
can't order that for your main.
When you're feeling a bit filthy, you can have it as a main.
It's good with, like, when you have it with pasta.
Yeah.
Like, you just use
it. Yeah, it's garlic bread. Of course it goes well with pasta.
No, I'm not talking about garlic bread. I'm talking about the pizza, the garlic pizza.
Cheese and garlic.
It's the same thing.
No, garlic bread is... butter and garlic oil and all that shit. Garlic.
You know what I do love is we go across the road to the Riser and Zach always orders the cheesy garlic bread. And it's so good. It's so good.
It's so good. It's
it's
it's food porn.
I like that. I don't think it's a standalone pizza.
And it's not
like you can go out for dinner and just order that by itself.
You must be running out of pizza ideas because we're throwing such good ones at you, minus the mushroom.
My third, but it's almost my favourite, vegetarian.
Oh!
Vegetarian with extra garlic.
What's on that?
Like, it's just everything.
Yeah, like, but what do we got?
It's just like vegetables. Mushroom, onion, garlic, capsicum, olives, like everything just
when
on
you're
it.
Eating
it's
that,
so good.
When you're eating that, you're like, I just feel like a little healthy pizza tonight.
Mate, it's honestly like one of the best pizzas you can
get.
I've
never bought pizza and thought, you know what, I'm going to be healthy while I'm eating it.
Do you know what you could do, though? With this is what we do sometimes. We're a bit cheeky. You can get a vegetarian, but add salami on.
Yeah,
then it's not vegetarian.
So it's a pizza with salami. It's a supreme.
It's basically.
It's a supreme.
You just ordered a supreme.
Yeah. You just ordered a supreme. You know what? You could also chuck on a bit of a peri peri chicken and an egg. Bada bing, bada boom. We've got a good pizza.
The lot.
No, that's gross.
Great segment.
Yeah.
Do you have a third?
Do you have a third?
No, mine was barbecue chicken, prosciutto and mushroom.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, mushroom.
Is there one pizza that's like just getting the bin straight away, like off the top of anyone's head?
Bin straight away.
Pizza's one of those things, like even shit pizza's still good pizza.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I would never go near like a Hawaiian or an Aussie. I just don't like that ham.
What are your thoughts on pineapple on pizza? I know this is a massive question.
Yes.
I don't think about it often. No. It doesn't bother me.
I don't think it's as big a question as
if you don't want it, just fucking take it off.
It's food on a pizza. I'm going
to
eat it.
Nah, Hawaii, that question's a first date question. You don't
it
know what to talk
me.
About, and then you just wind something up.
Oh, and boys, where do you keep your tomato sauce?
Obviously, the fridge, though. Obviously.
Yeah, I actually don't. I find it in the pantry.
Yeah, it's a pantry.
So no, you know what the other one? Vegemite. Jazz always puts in the fridge, and I'm like,
no. I don't mind it. Chocolate in the fridge or not?
No.
Yeah.
So strong in that. Yeah, I hate chocolate in the fridge.
I like chocolate
in the fridge.
Yeah, nice. I like it.
That's a pantry job. Sorry, boys.
Anyway, so cool.
Cool. Is that it?
I reckon that's it.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Top three is there. Airborne.
All right, well, that's it for this week. Thanks for coming on, boys.
Thanks for having me, gentlemen.
So make sure you all check out the vlog. Will you be watching it?
I'll be watching it.
Yeah.
I've got it scheduled.
Lovely.
Really? It's already out.
Oh, bloody true.
Make sure you check it out. We're going to go and, I'm going to try and sort of sort this stuff out with Moff today.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I hope you guys sort it out.
Me too.
Before Perth.
We're going to Perth. Yeah, might have to change. Scott, you might have to. Do you want to come to Perth?
I'm in Rochester.
We'll work it out. I'm sure we will. It's too much love and respect here to not get through this, but it's just a lesson. All friendships have speed bumps.
Yeah, hurdles. Yeah, hurdles, speed bumps, all that.
So we've got to work through them. We'll get to the bottom of it next week. Thanks so much for your eyes and ears. We love you all so much. And ELXX. Thanks for listening to another Clubby Sports podcast. Make sure you're following us on Instagram at Dylan Friends, on TikTok at Dylan Friends. And if you want to send something in for the show or chat to us on the minis, any bit of feedback, please email me at mailbag@dylanfriends.com. We'll chat to you soon, ELXX. Thank you so much. If you're looking for some extra cha-ching in your life, try Shopify. The e-commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses. Shopify can give you complete control over your business and brand, letting you manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere in the world. Sign up for a $1 per month trial at shopify.com.au/deal to take your business to the next level today. That's shopify.com.au/DYL, all lowercase.